First case for argument this morning is 21-1663, Contemporary Display v. Dish Network. Mr. Bennett, whenever you're ready.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is David Bennett. I represent Contemporary Display. There are three reasons why the Board's final written decision should be either vacated or reversed. The first reason is that the Board violated the Administrative Procedures Act by construing corresponding to in the final written decision for the first time. Each party contended that the term should be given its plain and ordinary meaning. Neither party requested construction, and the Board did not propose a construction until its final written decision. The second reason is that the Board's construction of corresponding to be corresponding to in some way, doesn't make any sense. It's vague, it's ambiguous. If you try and take that construction and put it in other places, in the claims where they use the phrase corresponding to, it wouldn't make sense. So it's also inconsistent with the intrinsic evidence. So that construction is incorrect. And finally, there's a lack of substantial evidence with respect to claims 1 through 16 and 31 that Najima renders those claims obvious because there's no cell quantity data value that's either taught or suggested in Najima.
Can I start you where you started on the APA violation, the allegation? It seems to me, frankly, that this case proceeded as many do, where even though the parties may have started off with plain and ordinary meaning, they were clearly talking about two different things, and that demonstrated itself in the reply and all of the filings and also during the hearing held by the APJs. But let me ask you also, you rest on SAS, right? Is your a case where we did say there was an APA violation, and that was based on the Board having really changed theories pretty overtly. Is there an allegation here that there was a real major change in theories between what was going on below and what the Board ultimately did?
Yes, Your Honor. I think that the plain and ordinary meaning that the parties were arguing, past that, the parties were arguing the application of facts to the plain and ordinary meaning. When the defendants were asked, or when Dish was asked specifically at the hearing, were they proposing anything other than the plain and ordinary meaning, they told the Board no.
But didn't it become clear that when you're saying corresponding to an equivalence, that there was a disagreement between the parties as to what the word corresponding meant?
Well, I think that if there was a question of what corresponding meant and the Board was confused about it, they should have raised it at the hearing. The Board suggested that maybe
how and what should the Board say has to the Board has to say formally. Okay, we are doing a claim construction. You give us your. I mean, does it have to be formalistic? Because it seems like informally, that's what happened in terms of recalling out what the actual dispute was and what needed to be resolved. Do you appreciate what I'm saying? That there was discussion about this. So are you really arguing that there had to be a more formalistic approach taken?
I don't think it had to be more formalistic, but the Board did raise the question of, I think that there may be a claim construction dispute, and they raised it with Dish, and Dish's response was, no, the meaning is clear from the language of the claim. So there was a specific suggestion that maybe construction needed to be done, and the response from Dish was no. That was not brought up again. So after that point, from Contemporary Display's view, this was just a discussion of the application of the facts to what the plain and ordinary meaning is corresponding to. And particularly in this case, when you look at the construction, there's no construction of corresponding to. That phrase is still in the construction. It's corresponding to in some way. And that's actually broader than corresponding to, and that's noted in the opinion, or in the final written decision, because what the Board says is, Contemporary Display fails to account for the breadth of a cell quantity data value required by independent claims 1 and 30. As we explained above, cell quantity data value corresponds to, in some way, the number of reduced size video displays in the multi-window video signal. And this is at Appendix 32. So they're not proposing the ordinary, plain and ordinary meaning of corresponding to. Otherwise, corresponding to shouldn't actually be in the definition.
Well, your view of it was that it meant equal to, though, right?
No, not equal to, but
equivalent.
from contemporary displays with you, if there were, say, 12 videos in the display, you could put 12. It could be a particular bit that referred to 12. It could be a letter that referred to 12. Equal to would mean as if you had 12 videos in the signal, you would then have the number 12 in there. So the value that is conveyed would tell you exactly how many displays are in the signal, but it wouldn't necessarily have to be that number. So that's where corresponding to would be different than equal to. So I think in this case on the APA violation, I think that here you just have a different set of facts. I think there was a later case that came out during the briefing, and that is the Qualcomm Intel case, 6F4th 1256. And that's where the parties sort of agreed to a construction. And here, there wasn't language that they agreed to for the construction other than to say, if you just look at the plain and ordinary meaning of the words of the claim, that's sufficient. Now, past that, that's how it applies. So I think when you compare it to the Qualcomm case, it's much more similar to the Qualcomm case than you would find in the other cases cited by defendant, the TQ Delta, Western Gecko, or Hamilton Beach. Because in each of those, they were actually arguing a specific proposed construction. And here,
this may just be repeating a question already asked, but what do you think should have happened if, when the board, having read the papers, has the oral argument or whatever it's called, and says, this word corresponding to, I don't actually think it means what contemporary thinks it means. What should the board have done? That is, I think it's broader. And, you know, we actually do have to apply that term to, you know, the key piece of prior art.
I think if they thought it was broader or even considered that it was broader, they should have brought that up at the hearing and said, well, I understand both parties' positions, but I think contemporary display, your position, the breadth of what the term means is broader than your position. They didn't say that. So there was no way for contemporary display to argue what the board eventually conveyed as its understanding of what corresponding to means, which is broader than what contemporary display
But why did the board have to argue it? The two parties here were you and Dish. Dish argued that. Why did the board doesn't have to make arguments at the proceeding? Clearly, that was the dispute between you and Dish.
Respectfully, Your Honor, Dish didn't say that there was a broader meaning than what corresponded.
Well, it was to the extent that it understood you to be arguing equivalence or equal to, it was arguing that that wasn't true, right? That that wasn't the correct construction.
Well, what they were saying, and this is from Appendix 460, when they were asked, it seemed like, and this is what the board said, it seemed like this term probably required some sort of construction, yet nobody offered an explicit construction. And then their response, skipping over, it says, right, Your Honor, and our position is that the meaning of the term is clear from the plain language of the claim.
Right, but Dish was arguing, was it not, that if you look at Najima? Mm-hmm. Najima, there's information about positions and pixel size of each, you know, sub-display in the multi-screen, and also information about the overall screen size in pixels, and a tiny bit of arithmetic tells you exactly how many displays there are going to be.
Well, Dish
was arguing about that, right?
That was their argument.
So why isn't, and so Dish says, we think that's covered by the plain, broad meaning of corresponding to.
Well, first of all, Your Honor, I don't believe anybody ever said broad or a broader meaning
plain
than corresponding
meaning.
To, because if you look at the construction, it's not, there's no construction of actual trying to figure out what corresponding to means. Instead, they just add to the end, in some way. Well, it's broader. Why is it broader? How is it broader? So when you're looking at the construction itself, Dish, when they tried to explain what this construction means in their brief, said that it means basically corresponding to means related to, and in some way means related to.
If we thought that it was actually plain, that corresponding to covers something other than the identification of, in so many words or numbers, the exact number of the display, but that if it provides information from which it is by simple arithmetic immediately apparent how many displays there are going to be, then why do we need to talk about this whole APA business, since it would plainly be covered, plainly be taught by Najima?
But respectfully, Your Honor, I don't think it would be plainly taught by Najima. I mean, Najima does provide the number of information, numbers display items. So they'll send, say, numbers 1 through 9 over. And then if they have another screen, it'll also be 1 through 9, the next screen 1 through 9. So the receiving device would actually not know how many screens.
If you're a receiver, just correct me if I'm wrong about this, which I may well be. I thought the Najima teaches, among other things perhaps, a receiving device that has a, what is it, 720 by 480 pixel screen, and it's getting a signal that says each of these, the mini displays is what, 1/9 of that, of 240, 120, is that? 160.
Yes.
And so you now know how many there are going to be, 9 of them.
Well, you know how many are going to be in a particular display. You don't know how many will be in the signal. And the issue here, and this is what's discussed in the prosecution history by the expert, is that you're looking for an elegant decision where you just have specifically send to the receiving device how many reduced-size video displays you're going to send in the signal. You don't have to do any calculation. You don't have to receive all the information that's being sent to then determine, well, it's 1 through 9, and then once we get 1 through 9, how many of those 1 through 9s do we get? And then are there going to be something that's in the signal that's not actually going to be displayed? And that's what's discussed in the 997 patent, is it says, well, you could have blanks, you could have a advertisement, or you could have, say, a video that the person is not allowed to view, they're not subscribed to it, like HBO. So you may have some screens up there that are not actually displaying what's sent in the signal.
I guess I'm not clear. You said we said 9. We're not just left with 9 out in the ether. 9 gets sent 6 times, which gets you to the 54. That's what Fujima does, Najima, right?
Najima labels each of their things and then sends it over. So each of the screens, smaller screens would be numbered 1 through whatever number, and in this situation they used 1 through 9. If they have 54, then they would send
it 6 times.
6 times.
Yes.
But if, for example, Najima had 55, so then you have 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 6 times, and then you have 1. Now they're saying you just choose the highest number that's available. So are you now choosing just 9 and then multiplying it by how many screens you get there? Do you take into consideration how many are being displayed versus how many are in the signal? Because I think that's a distinction here, is that what the invention here was trying to do was say you can have a dumber device that's receiving because it doesn't have to do any analysis of how many reduced-size videos displays have to be shown on the screen. It'll know how many are in the signal, and then it can base how many are going to be in the display based on that number that's sent in the signal. So it's less calculation. They don't have to wait till they receive all the information from the sending device, where you have to wait till you receive 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 9, and you just keep, the device keeps waiting to figure out how many additional screens it's going to get. Whereas what the invention here does is very simple. Just tell it how many screens or how many reduced size videos are in the signal.
Okay, I think you're well into your rebuttal.
Thank you.
May it please the court. Good morning, Judge Prost, Your Honors. Opposing counsel and I would probably agree that there's only one reasonable outcome to this appeal. But that doesn't mean that we agree about what that outcome is. That's the nature of the claim construction dispute in this case that has been briefed throughout the proceedings at the board.
In other words, you're saying that just because both sides say there's a plain and ordinary meaning, I'm going to live with that, doesn't mean that it's the same plain and ordinary meaning that in their view, right?
Of course. And that's exactly how the panel at the PTAB understood this case. And if you read the oral hearing before the PTAB, this is entirely what the oral hearing was about. And it wasn't an oral hearing where we came up with a new theory and they had to answer on the spot. It was an oral hearing where each side was laying out their arguments that had already been briefed. And indeed, that's how the PTAB's opinion is written here.
The opinion but what about lays... the in some way language that was added to corresponding? Where does that come from, and how are we to know what the parameters of that are?
Your Honor, that came from Contemporary Display's attempts to cabin corresponding to a particular meaning. And they were evolving in what they thought that meaning was. First they said it was related to, then they said there was an equivalence. In their briefing before this court, they talk about it being an equality. They're moving around. And so what the board did was they said corresponding to means corresponding to in some way. In other words, it doesn't mean anything narrower than corresponding to. They didn't have to elucidate on every way something could correspond to something else. As long as there is a correspondence, the claim limitation is satisfied.
Can I move you into your friend's final argument, the last discussion we were having? As I understand the argument, they say that the board's finding that a person skilled in the art wouldn't necessarily be able to divine that 9 corresponds to 54 because the 6-to-1 correspondence isn't also transmitted. That's correct, isn't it?
I would disagree that that's correct. So what is transmitted is the 9 in each of the 6 screens, and indeed 6 screens are transmitted, and indeed there is a label on the 6 screens that changes the register numbers about where they're going to go from 1 to 6. In other words, there are 6 9s, and each one of those windows has the appropriate number appended to it, whether the data be for the first window, the second window, the third window, the fourth window, the fifth, or the sixth. But even if it didn't have that, Your Honor, it's
does
not...
Does it say 1 of 6, or it just says 1, next one says 2?
It just says 1, and the next one says 2. But regardless, there is still a correspondence. The claim doesn't require some sort of knowledge by the system or anything like that. The claim just requires a correspondence.
Does the receiver recognize when one window has finished and the next one begins in a multi-window signal?
Well, it would, Your Honor, because the data for the windows, the archive data, has to be individually addressable once it goes into the memory where it's stored. And, Your Honors, the board's construction is the only possible construction of this term, because what they would have happen is that if you count up the number of reduced size video displays in a signal, for example, and you get 54, they would have that number be 54. The problem is there is zero support for that in this specification. You know, right before opposing counsel sat down, he said that this patent goes to the elegance of the transmission of the number of reduced size video displays in the signal. That elegant solution isn't discussed in this patent anywhere. Cell quantity data value is just what it sounds like, a data value about the number of cells. And cells aren't sent down the line. They're portions of a multi-screen that display on your television.
Number of cells in a single screen or number of cells?
In a multi-window, I'm sorry.
In a single screen or in the total collection of screens that are in the same signal?
The first
one. Is it 54 or 9?
It's 9. And the reason we know it's 9, Your Honor, it's a multi-window display, and that number, the cell quantity data value, right in the text of Claim 1, drives the building of the grid on the screen. That's what it does. There is no embodiment in this patent that shows 54 little windows on a screen. That wouldn't be workable. And indeed, even in Najima, where they show an embodiment like that, that's a virtual screen. That does never shows up on the screen that you're seeing. It's always 9. The user can just move that 9 around. So what we have is we have an independent claim that that says that there's a number, the cell quantity data value, that corresponds to something in the signal. And then we have a dependent claim that talks about the cell quantity value equaling the number on the screen. The only way it can equal 9 and correspond to 54 is if correspond doesn't mean equal. If correspond is open to some sort of proportionality. And their argument that it can't be open to some sort of proportionality makes no sense at all. We have 100 senators in our country, and we have 50 states. And the reason we have 100 senators is because the number of senators corresponds to the number of states. 2 senators per state. 100 doesn't equal 50, but it absolutely corresponds, because that's how our structure is set up. Same with Najima. 9 doesn't have to equal 54, but 9 does correspond to the number of signals in that display, because the signals in that, or I'm sorry, the reduced size video signals in the display all make up those 6 windows. That's the correspondence. The board had to find some meaning to correspond in order to fit a scenario where there are more signals, or I'm sorry, where there are more reduced size videos in the signal than there are on the screen. And the only way to do that is to give corresponding to an appropriate breadth that allows something other than equality. Unless the court has any more questions, I'll sit down. Thank you, Your Honors.
Mr. Bennett, we'll restore 2 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to address really the point of the construction of corresponding to in some way. The board added in some way because it did not think the phrase corresponding to was broad enough. So if corresponding to had a plain and ordinary meaning, what is the plain and ordinary meaning of corresponding to? It's not corresponding to in some way. If Your Honor saw a claim in front of you that said corresponding to in some way, actually in the claim, you would also have an indefiniteness argument as to what that means. And in this case, Contemporary Display was not able to argue a response to in some way, because as the board recognized in their final written decision, there's a much broader breadth to the claim construction than the plain and ordinary meaning. So here, for the APA violation, or at least from a construction standpoint, to stick with corresponding to in some way really doesn't make any sense. Look at how corresponding to is used in Claim 1 earlier in the claim, Claim 30 earlier in the claim, and there's 5 or 6 dependent claims that also use corresponding to. If you put corresponding to in some way in any of those positions, the claim starts to become nonsense, because it's actually referring to one thing to another, not an unknown ratio, because opposing counsel said, yes, there's 2 senators per state, you know there's 100, but you know what the 2 senators per state is. Here, with Najima, you don't know that information in advance. They're just sending stuff. And they don't know, the receiving thing doesn't know how many reduced size video displays are going to be in the signal. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. We thank both sides, and the case is submitted.